All right, after the closing jingle, we have an interview with the most dangerous country superstar on planet Earth. Wait, planet Earth!
Yeah, Kip Moore is going to be is on the end of the podcast this week.
So stick around after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Woo! God, that's terrible. That's really bad, man.
Dude.
That's rough.
You never know what you're going to get. Every week we have a different, if you're new to the podcast, and this is your very first one, we started a thing several episodes back where we changed the podcast jingle up every single time on the opener. The closing is always the same, but it's interesting. Yeah, that's not your favorite, is it?
No. No, it's not.
I do know something that you will appreciate, though.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun
kind of to me.
I got to look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yay?
Yeah! Yes.
Yes, going into St. Patrick's Day weekend as we're doing this podcast, and we got to pull out the old leprechaun. Carson missed it, so we're going to have to play it again for you in a little bit. Wow, man. Yeah. What a long... I am like dizzy. Because I woke up, I set my alarm last night so I could wake up in the middle of the night to go see the blood moon. And I am just like still, I'm loopy. My eyes hurt because I didn't get enough sleep.
Maybe it's from looking directly at the moon.
Mm.
I don't think your eyes hurt from looking at the moon, especially during an eclipse. When there's less light on. It looked weird.
We don't need those special glasses for that one.
No. Did any of you guys actually do it?
What, the special glasses?
No, the blood moon. Did you go see it?
No, I went to bed at like 9.
It looked weird. Well, I did too, so I could wake up and go see it. But it looked weird. I mean, it looked fake. It didn't look natural at all. Obviously, it's not supposed to because it's different looking. But, you know, the full moon is usually bright. And it was just like this space of darkness with a weird red tint to it.
Is that one of those things where it's not going to happen again for another like 100 or so years?
No, it happened like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think we're going to get another one. Like,
yeah, I don't think it's any that big of a deal. I mean, it's like cool, but I thought I saw the last one was in 2022 or something.
I had never seen it before. The next blood moon is 2025. But it's not going to be visible here in North America. We don't get another one until March 3rd, 2026.
Oh, so.
So, yeah, I mean, it happens.
Less than a year away.
Yeah.
Are you fighting? Is this happening? What's happening right now?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just saying it's cool.
Hey, you guys think I should cash out of this bet? I could make 65 cents if I get out right
how
now.
How much you put on it?
5.
Oh.
Is it not looking good?
It's looking better.
Let it ride.
Yeah.
That's what you guys do with me.
Why'd I even ask? That's the first thing. Whenever anyone asks about a bet, hey, everyone goes, oh, let it ride.
Because it's not their money.
That's right.
Do I have any open bets? I put a couple on there, and no. All of my bets are closed, which means I have lost every single thing I had open. No.
I had a bad run, and then I had last weekend, I had a really good run. I went 8-3.
Wow.
8 wins, 3 losses.
Wow.
These are like a dollar bet, 50 cent bets, you know, that kind of stuff.
I'm the king of the 50 cent stupid odds bets,
yeah,
where they actually limit you. And they say, I had one the other day. It was like, you cannot bet more than
this
12
is, this
cents.
This is statistically impossible to happen. We're saving you 50 cents.
Yeah. Well, no, they told me, they said, you can't bet more than 12 cents on this one because you'll make way too much money if you win.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it was one of those. There's like a limit on how much you can win.
Yeah.
And it was it was a couple hundred grand on like 12 cents.
Some guys get, what do they call it? It's not a band. They call it something. You know, Schaefer?
I don't know the term.
There's a term,
yes.
But yeah, there are some guys who are so good at it, and they use like different like methods and all that kind of stuff. It gets a little weird where they get completely. They're like, well, they start throttling you down to where you can only bet. You can't bet more than $1,000 at one time. And then it gets down to 100.
Yeah, they put a house limit on you. Yeah.
Who bets 1,000 at one time?
Oh, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people.
Wow.
Yep.
I am so cheap. I enjoy, like, March Madness stuff is fun. It's crazy. It's cool. It's this. It's that. I never was into the gambling part of it until a couple of years ago. Big D got into it big time. But y'all, you know, I don't win very often. I did well during the women's tournament last year, but this year, not so much.
You know, I'll tell you about the whole thing. My whole thing with the, like, smaller bets, like the 25 cents, 50 cents, a dollar, whatever, I'm not doing it and making crazy parlays that probably won't happen because I like winning. I just like the dopamine hit of getting that little message that goes, you won your bet. You've bested them all, or whatever it says.
And, you're the best.
And then I go around, and then I go and I look at it, and I see I just made 90 cents or $1.90. I get my dollar back in 90.
Wow.
And that's where I go. So, it's up to 6.52. I'm in. I'm staying in. Or do I cash out now?
No.
I could make nine.
Oh, go for the nine.
$9?
Yes.
If you keep riding it?
If I win, not if I keep riding.
Yeah.
How much is the bet?
It's $5.
And how much are they offering you to cash out?
Well, now they just went down. They stopped. The cash out suspended now. It was at $6.
Yeah, see, they were messing with you. That's why.
See, my feeling is that the cash out isn't at least half of the original bet. Don't cash out.
Well, it can't be half of it because I bet $5 to make $9.
Listen, if they give you a cash out.
Oh, it's up to $7.54.
Yeah, if they give you a cash out.
Am I getting out? Seriously, y'all think I should get out?
No. If they give you a cash out, it's because they know you're about to win the bet.
If it's $7.54, you've already won.
I know. I would make $2.54.
Yeah. Then you could make.
But you could make it $1.46.
Okay, so
you're
the bet.
So torn?
So the bet is Liberty plus 2.5, and right now they're winning. Now it's tied.
Who are they playing?
Kennesaw State.
Just keep going, D.
Two powerhouses.
It's up to $7.13. $7.13.
See?
I don't know, man. I mean, dude. I mean, it's up to $8.04.
Okay, cash out now.
You think so?
Yeah,
right now you do.
It's a difference of not even a dollar. Cash out.
They're up by three, though. I could get another.
Get that 96 cents.
How much time left?
2 minutes and 17 seconds.
Cash out. Ride it.
Cash out.
Cash out.
Cash out.
Garrett, I'm going with you. What do you think?
I say cash out. If you're only missing out on 60 cents or something.
Okay. 90. It would be 90 cents.
Cash out. Go ahead. And get that dopamine hit.
I'm pretty sure you have 90 cents in your little car.
Gosh, dang it, I stopped. I should have. It went down to 7.32.
Mm-hmm. We told you.
Now I'm in.
Well.
Oh, boy.
Because I've had the taste of $8.
I just put together a 20-pick parlay.
Oh, my God.
That if it hits, my 50 cents will make me $157,182.
Can't wait to see this happen.
I watched a guy who was a mathematician talking about the improbabilities of parlays in particular. He says, like, you make one bet and then you add two, and that's a parlay. So he goes, now you have to have both hit. And he shows you the mathematics of it.
Where it just drops off a cliff.
When he gets to three, it's like gone.
Yeah.
Oh, you and I kind of have this unwritten parlay rule. I just stay away from them. Like occasionally I'll do a two or a three.
I'm up to 7.77.
I have come so close to hitting on some of the, like during baseball season. You know, I'll do every game, and I've missed by one.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
Several times,
you missed.
You've missed all
right,
of them.
Right, but when we're talking 50 cents to that's 30
no
grand.
There's a minute. Hey, minute. Hey,
it's
real quick.
I'm sorry.
I have things happening.
I told you a minute and a half ago to get out, but you had to listen to everybody else.
How much do you pay on?
You didn't listen to the
woman. It's a minute and 24 seconds.
What's the cash out?
$7.77.
No. Get out.
What's the score?
You're up $76.75.
Liberty's up by one. I have Liberty plus 2.5.
Whatever money you don't make, I'm sure you can just find in your little shower caddy in your car that has a bunch of spare change.
Shower caddy.
I'm sure you have that in your car.
Yeah. I'm going to pull this up on TV.
This is a real battle. This is a real battle. Well, there's a timeout.
It's a battle between you and trying to decide whether or not to cash
out.
Oh, dude,
it's the best.
Oh, I don't have that chance.
Dude, this whole week is the best. And this weekend, man.
It's been a great week already.
This has been, with all the games going on, the Texas A&M game, double overtimes yesterday. Man,
yeah, it's
exciting. It's exciting. Well, cash out suspended now.
When it gets to the end,
yeah, they won't open it up again. I kind of like
your
that
opportunity.
Yeah, like it's made a decision for me.
Yeah,
I'm weak.
I love that we're gonna get to see what happens by the time this podcast.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah, I saw a little flash. It was
edge of my seat.
825. 825 is the highest it's been.
Yep, do it right now. Right now.
There's a minute 20 left.
Right now.
Cash out.
825 right now.
Carson.
Yeah, go.
Right now.
Out.
I did it and it stopped. Cash out suspended again.
What?
Just get your
finger. I hit it. I literally hit it.
Get your finger on
it. I'm right over it.
You'd be terrible.
Now it's down to 791.
No. I want over 8.
Okay. Dude, I'll take the 791.
I know you would, but
it's a minute left.
That I'm 9 cents matters to me.
It's a minute. Nah, cash out suspended again.
All right, well.
No, I'm in it now.
Okay.
You know, I'm just gonna, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn it off. I'm going to turn it off.
Why?
This is why people get addicted.
And see what happens.
This is how people get addicted, because of this dopamine thing you've got going.
Yeah, it's fun.
So much fun
but
for you.
But everybody says that it makes it more fun.
Yeah, it is. It does makes it,
it does
way
make
more,
it more
fun.
Fun.
I'm going to check it real quick.
I'll put it down.
Oh, I'm up to 850. I'm staying in. No, 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 no. No, I am in now. It's up to 850.
Which means you've won $3.50.
Which means you're going to get 50 cents more. Ride it out.
You know, first off, you guys, I appreciate all the help that you guys are offering me.
Mm-hmm.
I got to ride this out.
Okay.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All I got to do is look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say, yeah?
Yeah!
That's how we pass our time during the timeouts.
Okay. I can't try. I can't get out of it now.
Okay. You are stuck in.
It's closed now for good. So there we go. We'll see what happens in the next 55 seconds. It's on timeout, I guess.
Wow. That's the bad thing about, like, especially like tournament basketball.
Yeah.
The last 55 seconds can take 10 minutes.
That's true. Yeah. That's right.
I mean, you get your money's worth out of it.
It's really cool. Have you guys been downtown to see the setup for outside of Bridgestone for the SEC tournament?
Yeah, I was just there the other day.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
They had to move it indoors, or they're going to move it indoors because of weather.
Because of the weather, yeah. That a really nice thing out there on the plaza. It's really nice.
I would like to go at some point this weekend. I was at. The last time I went to the SEC tournament was when we were at the game and they canceled the rest of the tournament because of COVID.
Yeah, five years ago.
5 years
so,
ago.
We were just talking about that. I would like to go back
after
and just
tornadoes.
Be like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'd like to be back and just go, yeah, we in it.
And what's weird, sorry, I interrupted there, but 5 years ago, it was the tournament mm-hmm. and the tornadoes. And now tonight we have tomorrow, a chance of severe tornadoes across the Southeast.
Dude, I want to get those.
It was tornado on Tuesday morning, very early Tuesday morning, overnight, and then everything got shut down Friday.
Yep.
I want to get one of those things in my garage that you park your car over. It's like a little tornado storm shelter.
Yeah.
My parents had one.
Because at my previous job, we were doing a live show down at the arena, and they sent them home. They evacuated everybody on that Friday during the SEC tournament.
Mm. Wow.
Yep.
I'm putting together another 50 cents parlay.
Carson, you never got into it, did you?
No. I'm way too susceptible, so I know it would lead to my ruin.
Yeah. You just can't.
Oh,
unless you're on it, unless you know.
I know. Going to a casino is. Oof.
Yeah, I can't go into a casino.
Really?
No.
Thank goodness casinos and DraftKings and all that is not ice cream, because I'm fine.
It's funny. I can do the DraftKings thing, and I'm good. And but walking into a casino, no way.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you go do? What do you play?
The thing with the casino is I just get completely overstimulated. That's part of it.
Uh-huh.
It's just I go in there and I went to Harrah's Metropolis once. One of the worst experiences of my life.
Why?
First of all, seeing a ton of senior age people just feeding their retirement funds into the machines was sad.
Yeah.
But it was just completely overstimulating. But it overstimulates me to the point that I'm like, well, I got to do this. I have to do this.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was cool when I was out in Vegas. It was after a show, and I was sitting at the bar with my brother, and he doesn't drink, so he's playing the video poker. And he's maybe putting like $5 in. And I ordered a beer, and I asked for the check, and the guy's like, well, no, he's playing poker. It's free. And I was like, oh!
Ah,
I was like, keep going, kiddo. Like, thanks, man.
They said
not
that
free Coors Light.
This week is one of the biggest weeks for sports betting because of all the tournaments that are going on. And then next week, even more.
See, last year, over the course of the entire year, I lost a net of only $7.
Oh, wow.
I played with the same money the entire year.
That's pretty much what I do. Yeah. I'll put like $25-$30 in, and then I'll just dollar bet it. I'm about to win this one, by the way, yo. 18 yes. seconds left, and yes. They're up by four.
And
I have them plus two.
That doesn't mean anything. Not over yet. That doesn't mean anything, man.
Wow, really?
Just hang in there.
I was positive for you,
thank you. My gosh.
Being negative, being realistic. It is March Madness.
They would have to score.
Yeah, did you see what happened last night with Kentucky-Oklahoma? Where Oklahoma scored, got the turnover, and then scored again.
Yeah,
so.
That's how it works.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
It just ain't cashed out yet.
Thank you. I'm glad it didn't.
I'd have cashed out.
Glad I didn't cash out, Carson.
Okay.
I'm about to make making real
50
money
cents
over,
more.
Making real money over here. It's also Pi Day, which means 3.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, 314, 3.14 is Pi.
Oh.
As a mathematical thing, and people use it as a little gimmick, I guess.
At a previous job, that would be Pi Day. We would all have pie for lunch or dessert at work. Everybody would bring in a pie.
Why did no one think of this? We should have had pie here today.
Y'all pie people or cake people?
Man,
pie over cake.
Cobbler.
Cake.
My
mom makes great apple pie, though. I will say my mother's apple pie.
Cobbler is where it's got some of the crust is mixed into the actual pie. So if you have like a blueberry pie, now imagine it where the crust is also mixed into it. And it's better. It is so much better.
I like cobbler.
Does cheesecake count as cake?
Yes.
Okay, then maybe that.
It doesn't even count as cheese.
What are you talking about? It's like
nothing. It's
all mascarpone or cream cheese.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just saying things and making them up. Fantastic.
I thought that was just a name.
It's not even cheese. So typical. I don't actually know that.
Oh, typical. What a man.
Bubba.
What dude? That's a typical dude answer. Oh, I know what's going on. What's going on?
I don't know.
I love it. I love it. It's the best.
All right, man. How much time do you have left of this dumb game?
18 seconds.
Also, pies are typically encased in full bottom and top crust, while cobblers feature a fruit base topped with a biscuit-like dough or a crumble topping.
Also.
Nope.
No, she's saying that you're wrong.
Oh, she's correcting me?
Yeah, there's not mixed in.
I don't believe anything you're saying, though.
It is mixed in.
No, I don't believe you because you thought cheesecake.
You lost all credibility.
In...
What oh, for goodness it? Sake.
In the filling?
Yeah. By the way, if you ever need the best filling or topping for your ice cream, just get pie filling.
No, that's smart.
Because it's way cheaper. It's like half the price of the exact same thing labeled as ice cream topping.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good.
It's really good for, like, if you want to get diabetes. 10 seconds left. Yep. I'm up by 3.
But you which have to means, be up by which, 2, right?
No.
Oh.
I have Liberty plus 2.5, and Liberty's ahead.
I don't actually know what that means.
So that just means that Liberty can't lose by more than 2.5. Liberty can lose by 2, and I would win.
Oh.
However, if they get to, if they lose by 3,
then you
I lose.
Okay.
Huh. But if they win at all, I win.
You're fine. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And they're winning by 3 right now with 10 seconds.
I'm confused by the verbiage of up.
Yeah, I always hate that plus.
Doesn't make any sense.
The it plus seems backwards. Whatever. Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. It seems very backwards.
Yeah, but it's yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes a little. It took me a little while to kind of figure out.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Back to the pie thing.
Yes, sir.
So you said that pie has a crust on the bottom and on the top to make it a pie, right?
Typically, that was what.
But
I was
pumpkin
supposed.
Pie. Mm-hmm. Does not have a top crust.
Oh. That could be true.
Oh.
It said typically.
Okay.
Bro, I just Googled. I'm not out here definitively saying I'm an expert a la cheesecake next to me.
It's not even cheese.
Are you going to Russell Dickerson tonight?
I am, yes.
I like him.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wore my WrestleMania shirt.
Your
wrestle.
I wore my WrestleMania because he usually wears wrestling shirts. And
Do we have a... Does he have one of our Big D and Bubba... That's not wrestling. That's NASCAR, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, the racing shirt.
Yeah, a racing shirt. We should get him one. Maybe wear on stage.
He might, yeah. He likes that kind of old vintage-y
yeah, it's
look thing.
It's hip.
It is hip hop.
So I am looking at the cobbler, and the biggest difference between a cobbler and a pie is the placement of the dough.
Oh.
Pies have, at minimum, a bottom crust with the fruit on top, while cobbler has the fruit on the bottom and a dolloped dough mixed in and on the top as well. It's considered cobbled together.
Oh,
therefore,
my.
Cobbler is in the name.
In your face,
it has
Carson!
Nothing to do with how shoes are made.
Take it!
I don't know how that's in my face when I merely read Google and did not sit out here and project that there was no cheese in cheesecake.
Okay, yes or no. Yes or no, you wanted me to cash out early and I would have been shy 94
yes,
cents.
You
okay, thank you.
I say yes.
Yes.
Take the L.
I erred
Did
on
you
the
win?
Side of your caution.
Did you win?
It's 2 seconds left. I'm about to win.
Maybe.
You guys.
Oh, jeez. How many points?
I'm good. We're up by three.
Take all that money and throw it on the monstrosity that Bubba put together.
They wouldn't let you.
It'd be too much money. Did you really make a crazy...
I did. I did two of them. I did one that was crazy, and then I did one that was...
And how are you... Is it pre-done, or you're just going through and
just
hitting buttons?
I just go through, and I look at them. I'm like, this one looks like...
But you don't know anything about any of the teams.
I don't know. I don't have a clue.
You're just guessing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Even people who know anything about the team, that still
doesn't
mean you're going to... So
no.
I applaud Bubba's method.
And it's not even made of cheese.
And it's not made of cheese.
Did you guys see the moon last night?
Has Sajak been on the show?
Did you see Vanna got a tattoo?
I did.
Vanna got a tattoo?
She sure did.
Yeah.
What do you think? Where do you think she got it, and what do you think it is?
She got it on her wrist,
and
it's going to be a feather.
A heart. And it is on her wrist. I thought it would be odd on her wrist because her hands are always out touching letters, and she wouldn't want that on camera.
No, she wants it
I don't think
they
zoom in enough on her hands.
And do you know
Wait, does she even touch letters anymore? She just won't buy them.
She just pushes a button, right?
I think she just...
They don't even really push a button.
It's her magic
Vanna
breath.
On.
I think she just kind of...
She just kind of stands there.
Yeah, they just kind of...
They definitely used to press the button.
Did you
yes. She used to flip them, Garrett.
Still
back
seconds.
In the day, you had Whoa. To spin the letter.
He just blew his mind.
I feel like that would be cooler now. They should do that today.
They should
go retro.
Yeah.
The tactile feedback of letter spinning. Mm. 2 seconds left, dude. Come on,
it's a lost art,
man. I'm with you, bro. They put 4 seconds
back on the clock. Oh, now wait a minute. Big D's about to lose.
No, don't be negative. Come on now.
They put 4 seconds
being a
on,
hater.
And it's now a 2-point game. So even if Kennesaw State hits a 3-pointer, that puts them up by one.
What if there's a foul?
Jeez, if there's a foul, then I'd still win. No, I'd still win.
Okay.
Because I would
sure?
have the point. Yeah, because the hook would be, like, I would get B2 and not
the
point.
The hook? What is a hook?
Point
half
five,
point.
Half the point. So I would still win it. I'm going to win it. That's why they took so long. There must have been a penalty as that happened, and they put 2 seconds back
I love on
that
the you're
clock.
So invested in a game that you're not watching. Name one player on either team.
Yep.
Craig.
I mean, wow. Did you just walk up to him and ask him to name 3 songs on his band T-shirt?
Yes.
Yes. Yes,
no,
he did.
But this proves the point of this is why it's fun to get involved
but
in this way.
It's just like I was just in Schaefer's office. Mm-hmm. We were watching the game before this one. It's
VCU
fun.
Game. Yep.
You start VCU. You start watching. Congrats to you, Garrett.
Thank you.
You start watching these games. You put a dollar on it, and man, it's so much fun. I love it.
I do during football season. I do betting on the next plays.
Oh, that's
I'm like, oh, it's going to be
dangerous.
A run, or it's going to be, dude, I play with that, and I'll go through $10 in a game.
One of my favorite things.
50-cent bets.
It's fun, though.
Was when I would sit in the outfield seats, and you just do, and this was before sports books and all that, you just do dollar bets on the dumbest stuff, and the same dollars would just be passed around people for the entire game, and it was the best.
Yeah, it's the best. I won, by the way.
Did hey! You? Thank you.
Now what's next? It's $9, guys. I won $9.
Congratulations.
Tasted like $4 bucks and
so you won
reinvest.
$4. You didn't win $9.
Right. No, I won
$4. Yeah, you won $4. That's the hard thing.
Gotta build your bankroll.
Yeah. So now you take the original $5 and you put it back in your checking account.
So I'm guessing the bet was what, -110 or something? If you won $4 out of
-125.
Okay.
That's where I get lost. I don't know how to do all the math on what you're going to win.
It's based on a $100 bet. That's how it goes. But it's, yeah, it's,
I knew it was a minus bet just because it was less than double the bet. So
yeah. Yeah. If you get into like plus something, you like then you start really making money. That's when you start betting underdogs and stuff.
I do the pluses. Plus like 50,000. Dude, my bets are great.
But yeah.
It is believed to be named cobbler because of the uneven texture resembling cobblestone pathways.
Oh, you know, the origin of cobbler is completely different depending upon who looks it up.
Where's it from originally?
I'm going to say Britain because it's very cobbled.
I don't know.
Is there a cobbler place in England?
Well, cobbler was the shoemaker, right? Cooper was the guy who made the barrels for the whiskey.
Yeah, cobbler is a shoe guy.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I remember telling somebody that I was going to a cobbler, and they didn't understand what I meant when I was going to get shoes repaired.
So, you know, I have a leather bag that I need to get repaired, and somebody told me to take it to a cobbler, like a shoe repair person, because they can fix your leather bags as well. Yeah. Like, they have all the stuff to put, like, the new wheels on it and everything.
Yeah. Also, to have the really heavy-duty needles that will go through leather. Because let me tell you, as someone who's tried to sew through leather, that is a bear.
That's probably why they said to go to the shoe person. Okay.
Yeah, it's heavy duty.
The Coal Shed in London. It's this restaurant I found. They have a cobbler.
You want to call them and ask them what the difference is?
No. We'll get some. We'll just look stupid.
That's never stopped us before.
The difference is?
No, I'm good.
We figured out where cobbler originated?
No, I
guess. Nobody's Googling that?
I'm just going to
guess. Coal shed in London?
Who's going to guess?
The times of yore.
I feel like putting fruit and dough together doesn't seem like it would have taken mankind that long to figure out.
Well, sliced bread took us a while.
If you guys could pick anything to be at the end of your little leprechaun rainbow, what would it be?
Money? Like what? Do you mean like a pot of gold?
Yeah, like anything. See, like I would do like cookie dough and ice cream, I think.
Is it a food thing?
It could be anything.
If I had money, I could buy cookie dough, though. And other stuff.
Okay.
I could buy lots of things. You need to keep the leprechaun, too? I have them in the basement.
Mm-hmm. I think I would want to, my would just be a pot of Ozempic.
It's like printing money, honestly.
And then I could sell it to people in the town.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're talking about taking the compounded stuff off the market, which is what I'm on. So.
Why would they take it off?
The reason that they were able to compound it is because of the shortages of Ozempic and Wegovy and things like that. And now it sounds like they're claiming there isn't a shortage. But my understanding is the compounded pharmacies say like, oh, that's cool. We have their formula, but also we add like B12 into it. So it's different. We can still sell it to you. I'm going to find out when I go to my doctor next week if I can still
buy it. Do you go to like a pharmacist, like a...
compounding pharmacy.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to like basically you show up. They're like, cool, you're here. You want to pay your money? Go. I call it a pill mill, except it's shots. So.
And do you the ones that have like you, there's no, you know, with the little safety.
The injector
thing.
Pen? Or?
Yeah, you do.
I don't have an injector pen. No, they give me pre-done syringes.
Oh, they're pre-done.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Is it cheaper if you don't have it pre-done?
I think there are some companies where you can do your own, but you have to mix. They give it to you, and I think a powder, and then you mix water into it, and you do it yourself. And that feels like a lot of work that I don't want
I wouldn't
to bother
trust
with.
Myself to do yeah, it. I have a hard time putting together furniture.
Yeah,
much
right?
Less, like, much less something I'm going to inject into my body.
Yeah, so I just let them take care of it for me. Appreciate them.
I would also like to take this moment to thank everyone who reached out to me about the Nestle Quick Strawberry stuff.
Oh, my goodness. It was as popular as Name a Dragon.
What's your favorite dragon? Yeah, I didn't know. So, like, every time I go to the store, they never have it. And the strawberry powder with the little can where you pop the top like a painter is one of my greatest childhood memories. And I've been going back and back and back, and I've been craving it lately. And so every time I go, they only have the syrup, the liquid one. And the strawberry is just really nasty in liquid form. I'm not a fan. So many people reached out. I ordered it on Amazon and on Walmart because...
See which one gets here quicker. Battle them out.
It's kind of, so when I get home today, I am going to pull out a big glass of milk and have some strawberry quick. I'm so excited. I am so excited. I haven't had it since I was a kid.
Now, do you do hot strawberry milk the way they do hot chocolate?
No.
Okay, I didn't know if that was a thing.
I've never tried that. Actually, I wonder if
I don't know. Because I don't drink the strawberry stuff, so I wasn't sure if that was a thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I was like, good. I don't like chocolate milk, but I like hot chocolate.
Yeah, I don't know why it wouldn't be good. I mean, ooh, and you could drop in some little marshmallows, too. I get excited about it, man. I saw the blood moon, and now I'm thinking I want some of that strawberry quick.
God, I wish I had that. Yeah. Is there a mic open in here?
Yeah,
I thought so.
I turned on.
I can hear it. It's for some reason I can hear it.
You know, I don't hear it until post-production. Like if we turn off the mics and then I'm listening to make some edits on something, I'm like, oh, wow, I hear it. But when it's in the moment, I don't.
Yeah.
But it's blatant whenever it is.
Well, good.
So what is the difference between a cobbler and a crisp? Well, cobblers.
This was the podcast.
D won his bet and he's all happy.
This was the podcast.
All right. I think actually I have nothing else to say. I mean, I'm good. Anybody else?
I have something to say.
Yes.
Go join our bracket.
Yes.
Look at you.
I haven't even done mine yet, actually. Professional.
We have like.
Well, we can't. Can well, we do?
There's,
we can't
there's
do
no
it
bracket
yet.
To do yet.
Well, yeah, you can go join and then
right,
Selection Sunday
is
this weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And we already have like 1.2K people in there. Let's try and get those numbers up.
Let's keep it going. It's gonna be, I like it. Usually Carson beats all of us. And we have to put up with that.
I said UConn's hitting their stride after their victory last night. I did keep up on that.
Oh, wow. Name one player.
Why?
Why?
I can't even name the current coach. The last one I knew was Jim Calhoun. Right. But well, Gino Auriemma is the women's.
That was
I know
a while
Gino.
Ago.
What is the mascot?
Well, I haven't lived in Connecticut in 20 years, so.
What's the mascot?
The Husky?
Okay.
Jonathan the Husky.
What? I didn't know that's what
the
Husky's
name is. Yeah, his name is
Jonathan. Oh, you guys should be
so
related.
Many in your life.
The Jonathan? Mm-hmm.
You do have a lot of Jonathans in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of lame. I don't like that.
Hey.
His name's
hey,
Jonathan?
Hey.
Yeah. That's very Connecticut, though.
Really?
Hey. Our
like
dog is named Connecticut.
I got it.
Jonathan.
I know, Shaver. Your name is Jonathan. Hey. But I'm just saying, as a mascot, you don't want your mascot to have a like regular dude name.
This is my unless dog, it's like, Kevin.
Unless it's like an alliteration. Like, you know, if it's like Ted the Turtle or something like that. Or
true. But
Philip
this isn't.
The Falcon. Mm-hmm.
What's the Tiger's name at LSU?
Mike. Okay. Well, good point. I love how I couldn't wait to jump in that pit. I'm already going, before you even think.
I just cobbled that one together.
All right. I don't know what you're waiting on, Bubba.
All right. And here we go.
Ooh,
get more coming up.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Yeah!
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yay?
Yay! Yay!
What's up, Kip Moore?
Good to see y'all, man.
Good to see you
always.
Too, man. Always good
what
to see
up,
you.
What up, homie?
Good to see you.
When's the last time you had, what's the weirdest thing you've done lately? You always come in and you're like, you guys aren't going to believe this. I was in a cave for 4 days.
I almost got arrested in Iceland.
I ate nothing but dates.
You know, the craziest thing lately, I would say, you know, maybe a couple things. One, I've got a really close friend of mine that's a very famous big wave rider.
Okay.
Albie Laird, sweetest guy. He's become one of my closest friends.
I know of that.
And he's a radical human. Like, just.
Yeah.
He's not right, but I love that about him.
Okay.
Like, truly, like, living on the edge. It's a, you know, but he recently has been learning how to fly planes. Oh. And he was like, come fly in this single engine, you know, plane with me. You know, yeah. we're gonna go see, you know, Molokai, which I've always wanted to see. And
so why?
I just have this little single engine planes, man. I just have like a thing that's like, okay, if that engine goes out, man, that's it, you know. And then this, you know, my buddy that just started flying, you know, it's like not right. like I'm in there with some experienced
guy. And you just said
guy.
He's not quite right.
Yeah, and he's yeah. just mm-hmm. a radical human. And so, but I finally was like, all right, man, I'm gonna go do this. And it was a clear day and not a lot of wind. And we go out there, and guys, I'm walking across the runway, and I said, well, which one is it? And he points, and I said, oh, I was like, oh, yeah, I just kind of put my head down. And it looked like the plane from Romancing the Stone, man. I was just like, this thing looked like it had been through hell, man, yeah. back. And I think it was like a 70s model.
Yeah.
And
well, that's typical for small planes,
buddy,
though.
This thing was beat to death. And we get in that thing, and I'm just looking at all the controls. I'm like, golly, this is like 1920s in here. And I got in here, and I said, you know, I said, man, you sure this is good? He says, man, this thing's always consistent. We're good. He primes it. Won't, won't. You know.
Nothing?
Nothing. So I looked. He goes, you know, he's like, what the heck? You know, that never happens. And I'm like,
dude, why aren't you not running away at
so
this point?
So now he's like calling his buddy, and, you know, they're talking through stuff. And I'm sitting there like, let's abort, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, this is a sign.
Abort. Like, yeah. we're not God is doing helping this, us. You know? And he's talking through stuff. He tried again. Nothing. So then he's like, well, let's just come out here and look at the stuff. I said, man, we're changing planes. If we're doing anything, we're changing planes. Like, yeah. we're not going up in this thing. So we went to another plane that looked like looked like it was even older.
Oh.
But everything ended up being cool. It was a little struggle at first. And then we got up, and man, what an unreal experience. There's a cave that you fly over the top of over on Molokai, and it's like this, it's almost like it's on this flat jungle area, and it looks like where an asteroid had crashed something. So it's got the big impression.
Right.
And
then is it a lava tube?
Well, then when you get right over top of it, it's like this underwater cave, and you see the water. And he says there's all these scientists working there, and there's thousands of species that exist only in that cave and nowhere in the ocean, nowhere else in the world, and they're all studying right there. Like, where they're discovering all this, and it's right by the colony, the leprosy colony, where there's still descendants from that.
Yeah,
you know, back in the day when they sent everybody over there to die. So it's that was a pretty wild. And then I was on a paddleboard the next day, and I mean, right beside me, gigantic humpback whales, like maybe three of them. And
was
so
that
that's
you in
pretty
that video?
Intense.
Was that you in the video?
They got swallowed, buddy. I was right by it. You know, so I've been close to them in a boat, but being on a paddleboard is a different, like,
you
vulnerable experience. Because I mean, we're talking like 35 feet. Creatures that are just
it's a school bus.
School buses out there, and they're all around you, and it's, man, it's a trippy experience.
Wow. I changed the batteries in my remote for my TV the other night. I did. That's what I did.
Yeah. Okay.
It made it work better.
Living large.
Living large.
Yeah.
All right. Kit Moore is with us. He's got a new album out. Where he's gonna. I feel like you would really, truly do anything. If we were like, hey, man, we want to go outside and see if we can fly. You'd be like, all right. Well, I'll go.
I'll try almost anything once.
Almost
anything once. All you right. know, I recently had a dirt bike, and I went to El Salvador for the first time, and I just got a dirt bike with a surf rack on the side of it. And,
yes.
And, you know, yeah, there was somebody that was like, you know, man, we can just cruise on down into Nicaragua. And I was like, cool, I'm game. Like, let's.
You're the weirdest you know. Person.
But I'll try it something. Once. And then if I don't like what it is, yeah. I'll be like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, well,
Kit Moore arrested in Nicaragua.
Yeah.
Kit Moore is in the studio. He's got a new album out. It's called Solitary Tracks. Bubba's got it. We've been listening to it. We like to listen to the songs and be like, oh, this sounds like, and this sounds, oh, this reminds me of that. The song has got so many different feels. Sometimes artists are like, oh, I've heard it.
I love Love and War. I think that one's so good. It kind of feels like that good, awesome 80s rock, like the Rick Springfield, Sammy Hagar stuff.
I wrote that one literally hanging on a rock wall during COVID, about 200 feet up.
You're just the coolest.
Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I had that chorus in my head as I was pitched on a vert, like completely
pitched on a vert. I need to start singing.
And I literally told Jeremy, I said, hold me for a second, you know, because I've got this thing.
Hold on, I know I'm on a cliff.
And I carabinered in, and I sat there and I said, I gotta redo this in my head over and over so I don't forget it by the time I go down. So the whole climb even down, then I was writing the verses and I was trying to sing it over and over, because normally I got a little phone in my hand, a recorder or something, where I can get it there so I don't forget it.
But when you're on the face of a mountain,
I had to sing
on a vert.
And then by the end of the climb is when I had the course.
What a miracle it is that you are alive.
Yeah.
Every story is something where that would have killed me
eight
times ago.
All right. never know what to do. Keys is the best. So we're talking about you. So I hear you ran into some of the cartel. That's fine. That's good. What happened?
Well,
there?
No, it was just I had a buddy of mine that called me to do a motorcycle ride from L.A. to the bottom of Baja. And so the whole way we kind of – we didn't just take, you know, the coastline on the Gulf side. Like, we would go to the middle of the country, then to the west side and east side. We were kind of all over the place, man. It took us about 9 days. And we had a guy that trailed us. He would stay within 10, 15 miles. You know, he paid this guy who was connected with the cartel just to keep an eye on us, you know? So
it was security, basically.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Right. So, but the first 2 or 3 days, he wasn't with us. He met up with us where it starts to get a little sketchy, you know? But I can tell you, like, we pulled into this gas station at one point, maybe 10 hours into the trip. We were in this little town, and we were getting gas, and I see this guy drive by on the highway. He's got a bandana over his face, and I can see he's got a sleeveless vest on. I couldn't see the back, but then he drives back by. He's looking at us, and I'm already, you know, just my common sense is like, we need to fill up quick and get out of here.
Let's go.
My buddy's getting a Coke. I'm like, drink that effing Coke and let's go, you know. Mm-hmm. And he pulls up in there, and then he just plops right beside us at the gas pump, and he's got a Vagos jacket on, which makes the Hell's Angels look like puppies. Mm-hmm. And the most notorious gang in the world, you know, and he just kind of nodded at the highway, like, get to moving. And I said, you got it, buddy, you know. And
wow.
I said, you see the back of that jacket, right? He said, yeah. We hit that highway, and I would bet, and this was getting dusk, we were trying to make it to the next destination where you want to drive in the dark, you know, around there. And we were cooking at about 110, 115 for, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes straight, you know, through the mountains. I mean, it was pretty intense, you know, because I just didn't know if there was any kind of call out on us or anything. And
right. The
guy wasn't with us yet. And then when he meets up with us, we go to this restaurant for breakfast, and we're sitting there, and we're the only two, you know, gringos in the whole place. And it's filled with families, with like family style tables, you know, and everybody's dressed to the dime. And, you know, we're looking raggedy over there. And I look around and I ask, you know, the guy that's kind of keeping an eye on us, I said, let me ask you something. Is there any cartel in this place? And because it felt that way, just like, mm-hmm. I don't know much, but all the stuff I've seen, you know, it was just these really, like, dressed so good, and all these families, tons of kids. And he just laughed. He said, old place is cartel, man. And I said, ooh, you know, it was intense, but everybody was so great to us. But that was, once again, I was like, we need to get moving.
Yeah, you need your own TV show. Like, just someone to follow you, you know, and just film literally everything. I would watch that. Or if you had those, like, those Google glasses where you could, like, the camera.
Yes.
And I was to see everything that you
see. Stream your life.
I want to see all of it.
The world through my eyes.
Yeah, nothing censored.
So neat. The third night, we stayed in this little house that had, like, these little concrete cylinders outside, and we kept it all really simple, and it was like this family. And, you know, you're getting woken up by a little bell, and you go into this little room, and it's like, you know, they're family. It's like the 7-year-old's bringing you coffee, and the 10-year-old's bringing you your eggs. And it was so rad, so awesome.
Wow. Well, okay. Well,
and somewhere in the middle of all this, you were able to come up with 23 new songs.
Well, that's when I write, you know.
I ain't gonna like it, but I'm so turned on right now. Just good.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah,
I've been waiting for us to take our relationship to the next level.
Touring, hitting the road. You go with Currington.
We're doing some together.
Doing some of that stuff. You can check out the tour as well on online kitmore.net. You can also check him out on Instagram. Do you post any of I looked at the Instagram stuff, Kitmore Music, but I didn't see any cartels. There was no. someone with a gun to your head. I see any of that.
I'm not posting that stuff.
Oh, you should.
It was interesting. Me and my buddy of mine were thinking about, we were looking at this spot. We were down in Central America, and there was a spot that was on the beach that we were considering maybe going in on together because it was around a great surf spot. And we're like, man, we could own this and come down here. And my buddy that was negotiating with the guy that owned the house, and he was, you know, known as kind of a, I mean, how do you say it? Kind of a notorious drug dealer in that area.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't like the way the convo was going and just straight up put the gun to my buddy's head. And I'm just kind of like, well, I don't know how this is going to go right here, but, you know.
Is that on one of your reels?
No, it's not on any reels.
The deal went south.
But, you're probably right. It would be kind of neat just to kind of have like a little hidden camera because I don't travel the way that most would. So I'm actually in situations where you're in the thick of it. So you find yourself in these really – you find yourself in a lot of beautiful situations. I mean, I've been in a kitchen with a guy that I just finished surfing with that can barely speak English, and then people are so kind on a lot of these trips if you open yourself up to it. And then I'm eating in the kitchen with the whole family, and no one can speak English, and you're just kind of laughing, communicating through gestures, you find yourself in these places that are just incredible, where I don't make a lot of friends here in Nashville. And I'm kind to everybody, but there's a different warmth in these places that where they'll take you in. Maui, the culture there, man. I mean, it's incredible. And then they'll
You connect better with strangers than, I mean, because you know it's a temporary thing?
No, I really, I was just in the gym here at Nashville. This is true. And we've gone to the same one. And the one in Maui that I just left, the amount of people over the last 3 years that have become like actual friends, not buddies. And when I come back, there's people coming up to you like, ah, man, it's so good to see you, and giving you a bear hug. And then you're having coffee the next day. And then you're breaking bread that night, like actually going to dinner together. I've been going to that gym forever. And I say hey to everyone in there, even to this day, like, hey, how's it going, man? And everybody's so insular in Nashville, on the mainland. I don't know if the phones have created that. But no one, there's 90% of the time, you don't even get like a gesture back. So I think it's a lot harder in these other places. They're not on their phones. They're present. You're meeting somebody in a moment that's super random. And before you know it, 2 hours have gone by. And even though I'm an introvert and I'm somewhat of a isolated, I do things, I roam by myself. I love human connection if it's real, if it's honest. So it's like, you get so many genuine moments, and you don't get that disingenuous thing that you get here where it's kind of everybody kind of looking around, like, what's next?
Or
who's in here? Important? And, oh, I got a thing. And it's just kind of like you never feel truly connected to anyone here. And that's where the minute I got back and I went to the gym yesterday, I was like, gosh, I miss it. I want to go back. I just want to go back.
Yeah, to the cartels.
It just felt, that too. Great tacos. Incredible tacos. I'll risk it all for that.
You're the best. All right, Kip Moore, he's got an album that is out. Make sure you go check it out. I'm telling you, it is so good. It's called Solitary Tracks. Also, like I said, dates with Currington. Those start up in June. And then doing the world tour as well. That's coming up all over Europe and UK, Canada.
Yeah.
You're all over the place. Good to see you again.
Always good to see y'all, man.
Please be careful. You scare me.
I will.